Immigration reform advocates want Washington to make sure that millions of families are no longer separated by what they see as unjust policies, that due process is upheld, and that protections are strengthened for all workers. Democratic Congressman Bill Owens represents New York's 21st District in the North Country. On WAMC's Congressional Corner program, Owens said progress on immigration reform looks to be a slow go.
The only movement that I see occurring comes from the Group of Seven, which is four Democrats and three Republicans, who believe they're going to be able to put a bill on the floor when we go back in September that will not match up directly with the Senate bill, but I think it will do many of the things that many of us would like to see happen. I doubt it will have a path to citizenship.
There are many snags immigrants face on the path to citizenship. An estimated 1.7 million teenagers and young adults who arrived in the U.S. illegally before they turned 16 have a chance at temporary legal status, but few are availing themselves of DACA, the Deferred Action for Early Childhood Arrivals program. Patrick Young is vice chairman of the New York Immigration Coalition.
We want to bring people out of the shadows, but we need to bring them out in a way where they understand that if they comply with all the rules, they'll be able to stay in the United States and won't eventually face deportation.
On a darker note, New York immigrant advocates say members of Congress need to know that reforming the nation's broken immigration system can also protect undocumented immigrants who fear coming forward to report serious crimes, including domestic violence. The Obama administration supports giving so-called U visas to undocumented immigrants who are victims of domestic violence, but that provision is missing from the current measure that's being debated in Congress. Titania Greets with the Latina advocacy group SEPA Mujer says the system needs to be changed because at present many undocumented women can only stay legal by staying with their husband even if he is abusive.
If she left the guy, how she get a job? If she left the guy, she got to leave the country probably or stay, you know, hiding, right? We got to ensure a safe situation.
Community organizations and individuals from the Hudson Valley and Capital Region are coming together this evening at 7th Street Park in Hudson in a call for just and humane comprehensive immigration reform. Milan Batt is co-executive director of the Worker Justice Center of New York.
New York has always been a leader when it comes to the battle for immigration reform. We've done so year after year, and we know that we have received some very strong leadership from the Gang of Eight, from Senator Schumer and others.
The advocates say America deserves a common-sense immigration policy that includes a roadmap to citizenship for the millions of undocumented people currently living in this country. Many congressional Republicans who control the House have said so-called amnesty is a non-starter. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.